You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and happy Friday. This is another episode of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights for Friday, June 19th, 2020. My name is Scott Ponywaz, and I am the host as well as the publisher of callputstrike.com, your source for the best in financial news and insights. Riding into the Friday, weekend is here. Let's get ready to jump into the news. A nice chill vibe for a Friday afternoon. So with that, Beyond Meat continues to grow while Ford goes back to work. Apple closes stores due to COVID again. And this is your daily financial news summary for June 19th, Friday. So two of the major indexes decreased on Friday, marking an end to this week's trading. The Dow Jones was down by 0.8% and the S&P 500 by 0.57%. The NASDAQ rose by a very slight 0.03%. Apple announced today that the company would be temporarily shutting stores again in certain U.S. states beginning June 20th. It would be focusing on states that have had a significant spike in COVID-19 cases, including Florida and Arizona. As a result, Apple's stock fell by 0.87%. Jerome Powell of the Federal Reserve spoke on Friday about the Juneteenth holiday, which represents the end of slavery in the United States. He described the inequality between the rich and the poor and how the pandemic has escalated these disproportions. Arizona and Florida continue to report new coronavirus cases. There were 3,246 new cases in Arizona on Friday, which is a new single-day high. In addition to this, there were 3,822 new cases in Florida, which is also a new single-day high. The Cruise Lines International Association announced today that all the cruise lines in the organization would be voluntarily suspending trips from U.S. ports until the middle of September. This includes Royal Caribbean, Carnival Corporation, and the Norwegian Cruise Line. All of these companies experienced a share decrease of over 5% as a result today. Beyond Meat continues to shine in the plant-based burger industry. I wanted to make some sort of a Whopper joke, but couldn't come up with one. So feel free to send yours and submit them to us at news@callputstrike.com. The company Beyond Meat currently has nearly 80% of the market share within the industry. Earlier this week, Beyond Meat released details about its Cookout Classic 10-pack limited edition burger, which will be sold at Walmart and Target. The stock has gained over 12% this week, and shares have more than doubled since the beginning of this year. American Airlines is reported to be in discussions to sell $2 billion in junk-rated debt. The airline is down over 40% in value from the beginning of this year. The company is hoping to obtain a five-year structured note, yielding them 11%. The airline's stock rose by over 1% as a result on Friday. The state of Nevada currently holds the highest unemployment rate per state at 25.3% as of May. Hawaii and Michigan also have high unemployment rates at 22.6% and 21.2%, respectively. Nebraska is the lowest currently at 5.2%. The high unemployment numbers suggest that the recovery and return to work is not happening quite as soon as hoped for. James Knightley of ING said, quote, "While recent activity data, particularly surrounding the consumer sector, has been very encouraging, we are a long way from returning to normalcy. The extended unemployment benefits, including the extra $600 per week payment, have clearly supported incomes and spending. However, the $600 payment is due to end in 6 weeks. And if it isn't extended in an environment where unemployment remains very high, there is a clear risk spending subsides again," end quote. Again, that was James Knightley of ING. Ford announced today that the company will be returning to their normal business schedules as they were before the pandemic. The shift in schedule comes 2 weeks earlier than the company had anticipated. As a result, the stock for Ford rose by 3.5% to close out the week today. That wraps up today's financial news. We're going to take a short break and a word from our sponsor. And we'll return after with a little story about how the rich are getting richer during COVID-19. Be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. If you are just familiar with the podcast, I also want to shout out to our website, which is filled with a lot of amazing writing and content that we don't necessarily cover in the podcast episodes. It also allows you to sign up for our daily newsletter. So head over to callputstrike.com, sign up for our newsletter, and follow us over there as well to get a number of other great news and insights. For the second half of today's episode, interesting topic that one of our journalists brought to our attention, or chose to write about for today. And that is about how the rich are getting richer during COVID-19. So between mid-March and mid-May 2020, during the duration of the global pandemic lockdown, the United States billionaires saw their fortunes increase by a collective $434 billion, with a B, that's $434 billion, or about 15%. So why are the rich getting richer during COVID-19? The simple reason is that the coronavirus pandemic resulted in the large technology companies benefiting the most. This is because Americans were under lockdown and had to do everything from home. Working at home became the new normal, and shopping online took a drastic incline. This included shopping for everything, including clothes, food, medicine, pet supplies, booze, and sources of entertainment. The owners of these technology companies are already highly successful, so the pandemic just ended up resulting in their companies getting more and more business and contributing to their bottom line. So when we take a step back and look at who some of those individuals that have benefited are, well, the first one that's coming to mind is probably Jeff Bezos, who is the founder of Amazon. So he had the largest gain of $34.6 billion. And Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook also saw an increase in his personal value, and that was by $25 billion. Currently, the GDP of Jeff Bezos is larger than the entire GDP of Honduras. Amazon's stock has soared by over 30% since the beginning of this year. However, Amazon is currently facing flak because it is said that the company is not doing enough to actually protect its 400,000 warehouse employees and also not enforcing social distancing well enough. So the other person that you might not know as a household name is Eric Yuan. Eric Yuan is the CEO of Zoom, which has skyrocketed in popularity for employees working from home. Since the beginning of the outbreak in China, the usage of Zoom worldwide has increased by nearly 1,900%. Yuan's net worth, as a result, has more than doubled within just 3 months, making him now worth $7.57 billion. Not a bad year. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, has also seen significant increases in wealth. Musk has been partnering with medical equipment companies during the pandemic, and as a result, since March, he has made over $8 billion. So let's take a look at some of the other industries. So some of these other industries were not quite as successful as compared to these technology companies. For billionaires who own travel, hospitality, or retail businesses, they actually saw their wealth decrease. Ralph Lauren, as an example, had a decrease in wealth by $100 million to just a measly $5.6 billion. I'm sure he's struggling to make ends meet now. John Pritzker, on the other hand, a hotel owner, had a decrease in value of $34 million, which brought his wealth down to $2.56 billion. Arnold Donald, the CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, was struggling significantly during the pandemic. Cruises were shut down and no one was making bookings, as the future was too uncertain. However, the Federal Reserve recently announced that it would be buying debt to ensure the corporations stay afloat. Carnival has since secured $6 billion, and Donald has stated that the company will be able to stay in business until 2021, even with no source of revenue coming in. So, you know, there has been a history of wealth growth and economic downturns. This is not the first time that the wealthy have benefited from an economic disaster. After the 2008 market crash, millions of households around the United States lost the majority of their savings. However, Forbes 400, the wealthiest people in the United States, had fully recovered all of their losses within 3 years. It only took a few more years for the majority of them to actually increase their wealth by up to 80%. It seems as though a similar pattern is now occurring once again. Well, as the rich continue to get richer in the midst of this pandemic and somewhat of a downturn, we might throw in a little thought back to the movie The Big Short. So maybe that'll be a good one to throw on your streaming service this weekend. But with that, time to check out. I'm ready for the weekend. This has been another week of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike, financial news and insights podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.